I'm a little bit disappointed on a couple different fronts here with Coach Talley. You know, number one, he didn't know how many subscribers were in the Southern CSN network, which, because we have the 330 CSN Northern, whatever area this is, against Princeton. And two, that you're not flying down there. Well, what? Is like the economy hit Villanova or something? What's going on?
Jay's
going to
win more games.
All right. I got you. We come off a very gratifying, hard-fought win against a very good senior-dominated Brown team, which really I don't think I'd lost a home game in quite a while. So I want to say 2 years, but I'm not 100% that's accurate. But off the top of my head, I don't think it was in 2 years. So it was very gratifying. They're a team that's been a thorn in our side. They're a big play team. As I mentioned, they had I think 16 out of the 22 starters for them were seniors, so it was very senior dominated. And so it's always good when you can travel north, and that's our only game we play the entire year on grass, and play a pretty complete game. And despite the score, we actually moved the ball very well. We just kept shooting ourselves in the foot. We threw for over 300 yards, and we had over 400 yards of offense. And we ran 83 offensive plays and somehow still only managed to score 7 points in regulation. So it was gratifying on a lot of different fronts. You know, one, you beat a good Brown team. Two, the way we won it in overtime. It's been a while since we won an overtime game, so that was really good. And the way we won it, our offense took 3 plays to score. We had possession first, and then our defense was 4 plays and out. And so it was not as dramatic as some of these games have become. So as we move on, now we get into game number 1301. We will commemorate the 1300 game this week at Franklin Field. It's homecoming for us against Princeton and traditional Penn-Princeton game, which I think you can throw out the one-loss records and everything. And we anticipate, another tight defensive-orientated type game. You know, hopefully we'll continue to show improvement offensively and be able to capitalize on some of the ways that we've been able to move the ball and finish some drives. But these games have always been fiercely contested, so I anticipate it's going to be no different this year despite the one-loss record that Princeton has. So kids are looking forward to it. It's always good to be home. 2 out of our last 3 games are at home, so we try to capitalize and playing in Franklin Field. And see if we can notch one more game and not look ahead to 2 weeks when, you know, we have to travel to Cambridge and play Harvard. But kids are excited, and we'll see what happens. Injury-wise, we're pretty much where we were last week. And we'll see if we can get Kiefer Gartner back. He got fitted for a brace last week. It's supposed to be in today. He ran yesterday. If he's not too sore and the brace is in, you know, there's a chance that he can have some limited practice today and tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. Questions?
If Kiefer, say, is back, say, for the Harvard game, is Kyle's performance last week put him as number one, do you think?
Which week are you talking about?
For this week or for going forward?
Well, this week it's going to be Kyle. Kiefer hasn't practiced in 3 weeks. So I don't think we can expect him to come off a knee injury and practice one day and take 75 snaps. So
more what I mean is, Kyle's performance last week change the depth chart regardless of health?
Well, for this week, we're not going to have any choice. We have to kind of wait and see what the health scenario is after this week. Yeah, I mean, just if we have Kiefer, that changes dynamics a little bit, you know, in terms of what we can do. Yeah, and I think obviously, you know, if we can play him some, it's in our best interest to play him some. You know, how much, I don't know.
They basically told you he can't hurt it any worse. I mean,
it's a knee sprain. You know, so once it heals and you have a brace on, it's hard to really hurt it. Now, how much it affects his ability to run with the ball, I don't know. That's the thing we have to kind of, you know, get a handle on. But if he can play, that'll give us a pretty nice 1-2 punch and give us a little bit of the gun run stuff.
He had a good game last year. It was just kind of coming out game.
Yeah, I mean, he played great against Princeton. He played great against Harvard. And, you know, against those types of defenses, you like to have a quarterback who can run a little bit. So if we have that option, then I think we're a better offensive team. Certainly have more depth.
Yeah.